Just to speak out, one ha'ara, that's dover be'itoy matoiv, both from the standpoint of where we are right now, alad miskodesh, and also as far as the time of the year it is. And that is, everyone knows the Gemara, Masechtas Yevamis, Daf Samech Beis on the days. The Gemara says as follows, Amru they say, Shneim Aser Elef Zugin Talmidim Hoyoloi the Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva had 12,000 peers of Talmidim, 24,000 Talmidim. Migvas Adantifras. And these Talmidim, they populated the entire land. It was from sea to shining sea. It was from Gvas, ranging all the way to Antifras. However, Bekula Mesu Beperekach, but they all died, and they didn't just all die. They all died during the same time of year. Mipnei, and the reason they died was Shalei Nagu Kovet Zelazeh. It's because they didn't treat each other with proper respect. And after these 24,000 Talmidim died, the world was empty. It was Leidik. There was no Torah in the world. Until Rabbi Akiva came, Eitzel Rabbi Seinu Shabadar, next to the Rabbanim in the south. Vishon Olehem, and he taught them Torah. In fact, this time Rabbi Akiva didn't have 24,000 Talmidim. He had 5 Talmidim. Who were these 5 Talmidim? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, for Rabbi Shimon, as in Rabbi Shimon Vayichai, for Rabbi Lozner ben Shemua, 5 pretty famous Talmidim. The Heim Midu Torah. And they were the ones that were Maim the Torah, Oysa Shah, during that time. So Rabbi Kiva had 24,000 Talmidim. They all died. The reason they died was Shalei Nagu Kovet Zelazeh. But Rabbi Akiva didn't give up. He wasn't Miyayish. He reboots, this time in the Darim, in the southern part of Eretz Yisrael. Previously, he was in the Galil, in the northern part of Eretz Yisrael. He taught Torah to 5 Talmidim, and through these Talmidim, Hemidu Torah. Says the Gemara, Tano Kula Mesu Mi Pesach Vadatzerach. It said that they all died, but Yisrael, what was that time that they died? It was the time between Pesach and between Shavuos, Amar Rav Chama Bar Abba, Vitem Rav Chia Bar Abba, that not only did they all die, and not only did they all die at the same time, but Kula Mesu Misa Ra, they all died a terrible, terrible death. A Misa Meshuna, Maihi, what was this Misa Meshuna? Amar Rav Nachman said, Askara. They all died, Misas Askara. This is the Gemara Masechtas Yevamis, Daf Samech Beis on the Beis, and this is the reason that the time between Pesach and Shavuos is a time of mourning. It's a Zman of Avelos. So there are 2 times on the Jewish calendar that Yidden as a nation mourn. We mourn during the Yemei Svira, and we mourn during the 3 weeks between Shavasa, Betamaz, and Tisha B'Av. The reason we mourn during the 3 weeks between Shavasa, Betamaz, and Tisha B'Av is because that was Churban Beis HaMikdash. The reason we mourn the Yemei Svira is because that's when the 24,000 Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. That always bothered me. The whole concept of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, there's something I think very enigmatic about it. On the one hand, they had to have been tremendous tzaddikim. Number one, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. Number two, we mourn their death. So from the fact that Ada Yom Hazeh, people don't shave during the Yemei Svira, so obviously it tells you what you need to know about the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. But then again, the Gemara says that they were loinagu kovet zelazeh, which sounds like it was probably something really not okay. But even more so, we know nothing about the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. I mean, we know a lot about the 5 Talmidim that Rabbi Akiva taught after the Talmid Rabbi Akiva passed away. We know a lot about Rabbi Meir. We know a lot about Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozman Shamua. They're the pillars of Gan's Torah Shebal Peh. The Kulan Alibid Rabbi Akiva, the Hayatz Rabbi Akiva, that's where the whole Torah Shebal Peh restarted. But as it relates to the 24,000 Talmidim, we know nothing about. I don't think there's anyone that could say over one memra that they should be Zoichat as if Soyvs of Dov Vais Bekever in the name of the Talmid Rabbi Akiva. So I think the legacy is a little bit confusing. On the one hand, the Talmid Rabbi Akiva, and different people try saying different pshatim and exactly who they were and what it means, Shalainagu Kavad Zebazeh, and what the Chet was. And you see, Torah couldn't be built through them, but then at the same time, we mourn them as being tzaddikim. So how exactly do you understand the legacy of the Talmidei Rabbi Akiva? So lulei de mistafina, in capital letters, maybe you can say a davar chadash. That is, so we're here al admas kodesh, we're in Prishborg, Bratislava, which is not very far from the tzion of the Heilige Chasam Sofer. Now, unbeknownst to many, the Chasam Sofer never wrote a sefer during his lifetime. Now, it sounds shocking because we have so much Torah from the Chassam Sofer, the 7 volumes of Tshuvas. You have 5 volumes of Torah Smoch Ala Torah, 5 volumes of Chassam Sofer Ala Torah. You have hundreds and hundreds of drushes from the Chassam Sofer. You have Agoyis and Shulchan Aruch, you have Agoyis Ala Shas. Just think about the amount of Torah that we have from the Chassam Sofer. And we know the Chassam Sofer wrote. Yet, the Chassam Sofer B'chayav, this is a fact, never ever wrote a Sofer. As a matter of fact, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Chassam Sofer's son, printed a letter that his father had received from someone, where somebody wrote to the Chassam Sofer that I heard you put out a Sofer, and you know, I'm asking you very kindly, I'm requesting, maybe you could send me a copy of this new Sofer that you wrote. And the Chassam Sofer writes back to him, he says, that this rumor that you heard that I wrote a sefer, and you want me to send a sefer to you, I want you to know it's something I never even had a hearer to write a sefer, and up until now I could say I never had such a machshava. Why? And he explained himself. He says, he said, because for most of the world that are bigger than me in learning, or at the very least, they're on the same level as me. What do they need my sefer for? Anything that I'm going to write in my svarim, they already know. And he says, for the miyuta people that are maybe not on my level, and maybe I can impart some wisdom to them, I'm not like Rav Meir, I'm not chayish l'miyuta. And as a result, I don't feel that I have to now spend my life writing svarim for the miyuta people that are maybe going to have a benefit from it. And then he said, Vim ulai hoya hadover. And let's say it would be, shiroi v'olam tzrichem li cholila. That chalila, the world would have to come on to me. I don't know of a chiyuv anywhere. I'm not aware of a makar that says that a person has an obligation and responsibility to spread his Torah. But this I will tell you, that as long as the Eibush is going to give me life, and the Eibush is going to give me strength, I'm willing to learn Torah with anyone that wants to hear Torah. I won't stop. And it's not going to cost any money either. Not just that, and I'll respond. I'll write tshuvas. I don't want anything in return. Second time he said it. I don't need anything in return. But I will tell you that I write. I write a lot on halacha. I write a lot on agada. And they're hefker. Call Misha Roitzel Lahatikoy. If anybody wants, you can come. Call us Chuyah Shmurois. No, you can have it. It's all yours. It's hefker. Take my ksavim. You can go ahead and write. V'chein asu kad meinenu kodem atfos. And he says, I know there were tzaddikim that used to be noyik like this. Yoyisu einenu mechuyah. More than that, I'm not obligated to do. And as a result, I don't want to do it. L'maisa, Reb Shimon Sofer and the sons of the Chassam Sofer and the Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer, towards the end of his life, they started pushing him. And they said, Klai Yisrael is going to benefit from your Svarim. I mean, you see, the real reason the Chassam Sofer didn't want to write Svarim was this incredible anavi. He didn't think anybody was going to have from it. And they tried telling the Chassam Sofer, people are going to have more from it than you realize. And you should write a Sefer. And then finally, Ba'achris Yomav, at the very, very end of his life, he agreed. And he said, I'm willing to write a Sefer. And they started working on putting together his Ksavim. And before the first Sefer came out, the Chassam Sofer passed away. So the Chassam Sofer is Nifter, and there wasn't one Sefer from the Chassam Sofer that had been printed. Now, as soon as the Petiria of the Chassam Sofer happens, then the Mishpacha got together, Uber Roisham, Chassam Sofer's son, Reb Shimon Sofer, the Kruk of the Rav, and he said, now it's time to start putting out this far. And the first Sefer was printed about a year after his Petiria, and it was Shnayos Tshuvos Yerideh. And that was the very, very first Sefer ever printed. Now, Reb Shimon Sofer sat down to put out, to be matfis, the tshuvas that the Chassam Sofer wrote, Yerideya, Chelek Aleph. And Reb Shimon Sofer said that the minig is that when a mechaber puts out a sefer, he writes a hakdama to a sefer. He said, but my father never wrote a sefer, and as a result, he never wrote a hakdama. So it's my responsibility right now to write a hakdama to the Chassam Sofer's svar. But he said, how can I go about and write a hakdama to the Chassam Sofer? It's not shaykh. What am I even going to write? He said, should I start saying over different pulpulim that he said, different drush, different agad? I don't think that's what my father would have wanted. And besides, that's what the svarim are going to be. I don't think that's the hakdama. I need a hakdama. So he said, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to do. I decided that what I'm going to do is, I'm going to take sichas chulin of my father. That's his lashon. and the Sichas Chulin that he used to tell me as a son, and all his children, and all his Talmidim, like they could all be made. And that compilation of the Sichas Chulin, the things that I know meant more to the Chassam Sofer than anything else, that's what I'm going to put out. And that was the very first Hakdama that was written to the very, very first Sefer of the Chassam Sofer that was ever printed, Shal Shuvah Zeridei. And then Rav Shimon Sofer said, I have to give this Chibur, which really represents the Sichas Chulin of the Tata, a name, and he gave it a name. And the name that he gave it was Petuchei Chosam. And he said, the reason I'm calling it Petuchei Chosam is, read to you as Lashon. L'cheifetz hazeh birarti sichas chulun denofik mipumi demar abba zeich tzadik levroch. V'samti lehem mokam lias knisas Pesach shar l'sifrei chsam soifer. Because it's a Pesach. This is the entranceway. This is how you enter the world and the universe of the chsam soifer. It's through this. V'karoset b'shem petuchei chosam. I don't think it's a mikra that today's daf, it's mind-boggling. But today's daf mentioned what? Petuchei Chosam. But the bottom line is that the name of this Hakdama was the Petuchei Chosam, and this, in the words of Rav Shimon Sofer, the Kruk of the Rav, was in a nutshell, this was the essence, this really touched up what the Sichas Chulin, what the essence of the Chassam Sofer. So what was the Sichas Chulin of the Chassam Sofer? What was it that the Chassam Sofer used to tell his sons, and he used to tell it to his Talmidim, Voshtetim Petuchei Chosam? So if you look in the Petuchei Chosam, it's really divided into two groups. But the majority of it, Rav Minyan and Rav Binyan, of Petuchei Chosam, is one Yesod. I'll just mention the Yesod, and then how the Chassam Sofer brings out the Yesod. The Yesod is that a person was not created to become the most perfect version of himself. That's not why they wish to put you on this world. Obviously, that too. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is that a person has to try to make the people around him the most perfect version of them. That's the tachlis. And a person, when he thinks about his avodah Hashem, his avodah is not, how do I become the best this and the best that? But rather, the hashgafah has to be, how do I make the people, what could I do that's going to make the biggest difference in the world so that I'm going to assist other people and help them be the best version of themselves? And the Chassam Sofer added to this is all part of the mission statement, and that is, you have to do this even at your own expense. Meaning, even if you doing that, and you make your avodah sachayim, that I'm going to try to make the world around me a better place, well, that means it's going to come at my ability to learn what I want to learn and maybe do what I want to do. It doesn't matter. You do it anyways. The mission statement continues and says, but you should know that you're never going to lose. You're never going to lose. Don't think you're going to lose. You're never going to lose. Additionally, not only are you never going to lose, but usually you're going to end up really, really gaining. And that really, in a nutshell, in English, is the yisoy, the takeaway of the Petuchei Chosam. Just to bring it out a little bit with some Torah. The way the Chassam Sofer began the Petuchei Chosam is, we know who's the patriarch of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael begins, the story of the Jews begins with Avraham Avinu. Hashem chose Avraham Avinu and he said, this is the person that I want to build a nation through. Why Avraham Avinu? What was so special and what was so unique about Avraham Avinu that the Eibishter decided that Klal Yisrael is going to come through Avraham Avinu? In fact, the Chassam Sofer asks, everybody knows that in the beginning of time, there was a man, his name was Chanoich. And the Pasuk says, Vayisali Chanoich, Esuelikim, Ve'inen, right? Chanoich reached such a madrega that he's not here anymore. Rashi says, what happened to Chanoich? He became a malach. He didn't just become a malach. He became the malach matat, Shishmoy Kishem Rabbi, Ramamish, the Yad Yamin Kaviyochel. That's who the Malach Matat is. Sofer, why did Hashem choose to build Klal Yisrael through Avraham Avinu? Wouldn't it have been better to choose Chanoich to build a nation through? Said the Chassam Sofer, Chanoich was Moiridik. He reached unbelievable Madregas. The Madregas that Chanoich reached, no human being ever reached. In fact, he became a Malach. He became not just a Malach, the Malach Matat. But the reason Chanoich, says the Chassam Sofer, was able to become a Malach, the reason he was able to come Chanoich is because the avodah of Chanoich was, I'm going to sit and I'm going to be mespoided and I'm going to learn and I'm going to serve Hashem and I'm going to do it on the highest level, on the spitz level, to the point that he taka became a malach. And it's not shayach, he's a malach matat. No one's negotiating that. But to build Klal Yisrael, Hashem didn't want a malach. What Hashem wanted was somebody who had demonstrated that he was willing to give up to make the people around him. And that was Avraham Avinu. And the Chassam Sofer said that the emesis is a mefurish pasuk. The pasuk says Hashem chose Avraham. Why? Ki yadativ. Because I know the manashi yitzave as bonov as pesay acharav v'shamru derech Hashem. Because that is what Avraham Avinu is. In fact, the Chassam Sofer says if Avraham Avinu wanted to be a malach like Chanoich, he could have been a malach. But Avraham Avinu made a cheshbon that if Hashem wanted another malach, He would have created another malach. He made me a person, obviously because He wants me to be a person, not to be a malach. And my avodah then is going to be to try to make the people around me better. And that, says the Chasam Sofer, is the reason that Avraham Avinu was the one that was chosen from everybody. The Chasam Sofer used to say, it's Margul Bapume, this is all in the Petuchi Chosam, but this is Margul Bapume. The Gemara says, Amarav doim ala malach Hashem tzvokis yivakish toyer mipiyu. If your Rebbe is like a malach, you should learn toyer from him. In love, and if he's not like a malach, al yivakish toyer mipiyu. So what does it mean? So Chasam Sofer said that we know a person is a Oyla and a Yoyre, right? People, we have better days, we have worse days. A good zman, a bad zman. People are Oyla and Yoyre. A malach is an Oymed. A malach is programmed. A malach is built to be in a certain place, and that's who he is. He goes on cruise control. He said, a Rebbe is like a malach. If a Rebbe is willing to be an Oymed, a Rebbe is willing to forgo his own aliyah. Why? So like this, he'll be able to make his Talmidim better? Yevakish Teirem Epiyu. Vim lav. But if your Rebbe is focused on making himself better at the expense of sharing with the Talmidim, such a Rebbe is Al Yevakish Teirem Epiyu. One of the inyanim that the Chasam Sofer explains by bringing out this point is the story of Aharon HaKohen. Aharon HaKohen, we know, was the Kohen Gadol. We also know Aharon HaKohen was involved in the Chet Egels. This is something that we've talked about, Ba'arichos, over several red bites. But Rashi says in the beginning of Parashat Shmini, that when Moshe told Aharon, Krav al HaMizbeach, so Aharon didn't want to go. He says, what, I'm going to go to the Mizbeach? What do you mean? I was involved in the Chet Egel. And the Eveshter told him, no, go. Why? Because of the Chet Egel, that's why you were chosen. And it's really Dvarim Stumen. And the Chasam Sofer talks about this in a lot of different places. But says the Chasam Sofer that the reason Aharon HaKohen engaged in the Chet Egel was to save Klal Yisrael. Because he knew that had he not gotten the Yidden to worship the Egel, they would have killed him. And had they killed him, they would have killed the Kohen Venavi. And the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Dav Zayin Amad Aleph, they would have had no takana. So he gave himself up. He gave himself up. It was a suicide mission. He said, I'll do Avodah Zarah. I'll be Machshalem and Avodah Zarah. I'll lose my whole Olam Haba. But there's going to be a Klal Yisrael. You are willing to give up, not just your Olam Haza. You're willing to give up your whole Olam Haba to save a Klal Yisrael. L'kach nevcharta. That's why you were chosen. Chasam Sofer used to say that Aharon HaKohen, the Mishnah says, Hevi mitamidav shel Aharon HaKohen. Right? Somebody asks, what does it mean, Hevi mitamidav shel Aharon HaKohen? You say, I don't know, it should be the Kohen Gadol that's going to be roy to go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim lefnai v'lefnim. The Chasam Sofer said, having me Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen means you should be an Oyev Shalom, you should be a Roid of Shalom, you should be an Oyev HaSabriyas, and you should be Mekarvim. That's what it means to be me Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen. Me Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen means you should be on the Madrega, that you can walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim and you can hear a koil, whether it's in Lashon HaKodesh or in Lashon Arami, and you should be able to hear what's going on in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Having me Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen is to be a Oyev HaSabriyas Mekarvim Latoyer. So the Chasam Sofer, yeah, that's Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen. The real Talmidav Shal Aharon HaKohen is that in Hakel. We just learned about Hakel in the Daf. So who came to Hakel? Everybody came to Hakel. Anoshim, Noshim, the Daf. Anoshim came why? Lilmoid. Noshim came Lishmoy. Why did the children come? It's Gemara Chagiga, Daf Gimel Amid Aleph. Litein Schar Lemivyei. Chasam Sofer asks, I understand. You're going to Hakel. It's once every 7 years. The purpose of Hakel is the Lashonis of the Raman that we spoke at during the Daf. It's Tlun Torah. It's Kamayim Har Sinai. Right? This is a once in a Shemitah event, which is so powerful, it has to last, it has to make a 7-year Rosh Hashanah. So you know what you do? You bring the children. And what's going to happen if you bring the children? They're going to make a gerida, they're going to be making noise, it's going to be vild. If there's ever a time to call a babysitter for a couple of hours so that you can go by yourself and be inspired, this would be the time. No, bring the children, and doesn't say because there were no babysitters. It says, Litein Schar Lemivyeiha. It says the reason is fakert, because you want to give schar to the people that are bringing these children. So, Chasam Sofer, you know what the Torah is coming to teach us? This lesson. You're going now to get your ruchnias. You're going now to be inspired. You would think if there's ever a time to leave the children home, now's the time. Fakert, you bring the children now to show that even though by the children being there, it's going to come at the cheshbon of you not being able to understand perfectly what you're hearing, and it's for sure going to come at a personal invoice. There's no shy that's going to come at a personal invoice. But at the same time, show that that's not the tachlis. The tachlis is not for you to hear every word. The tachlis is to be mechanach your children. Bring them along. Let them understand what's going on. That's the real tachlis. And that's why by Hakel, they used to bring the children. In the beginning of Parshas Vayera, Vayera Elav Hashem. Hashem is by Avram Avinu, and then all of a sudden Avram Avinu sees three Archim coming. So what does he do? He tells the Eibishter, I'm sorry, I have to grab this click. Right? He puts the Eibishter on hold. He goes running after them. Come in, take your shoes off. Maybe you need a coffee. Maybe I can give you something. And he starts being mechabed them. And the Gemara says, Masechta Shabbos, l'lametcha, you learn from here, shegdoy l'hachnosis Archim, yoysim me'akpolas me'eshchina. Right? Hachnosis Archim is bigger than the Eibishter. Vayir el Vashem. They were just talking to Avram Avinu. And then all of a sudden, Avram Avinu tells the Eibishter, 1 second, hold that thought. And then he comes back. Oh, what's the oimik in it? The oimik is, what was the achnosis orchim of Avram Avinu? The achnosis orchim is also Gemara Masechta Saita. He would say that after the meal, people, they would come and they would give him a yashikoyach. And Avram Avinu would say, you're giving me a shikoyach? What did I do? You're thanking the wrong person. Say, okay, so who should we thank? So he would tell them, imdu... They would say, what? Who created the world? And the next thing you know, you're in a Kiruv seminar, and boom, you know, believe there's an Eibishter, you got the cuckoo, and you're off to the races, right? That's what went on by Avram Avinu. What was Avram Avinu's Hachnosas Archim? It was being Makariv Yedin. Hachnosas Archim, meaning Avram Avinu's Hachnosas Archim, of being Mekarev Yidin, of bringing people closer to Hashem. Avram Avinu is in a state of espoidedness. Avram Avinu's Vayera Elav Hashem. But Hachnosas Archim of Avram Avinu is greater than the Vayera Elav Hashem. But you don't lose, said the Chassam Sofer. Chassam Sofer said, that's the soid of Mitalmida Yoisim Mikulan. Mitalmida Yoisim Mikulan, how's that possible? You learn more from your Rebbe's than from your Talmidim. The Teretz is because when a person gives himself up to his Talmidim, it's going to be Mitalmida Yoisim Mikulam. You're going to end up learning more from your Talmidim because of the Siyata Deshmaya that comes. Because of the fact that you're not going to lose. Repreda, classic example. Repreda sat with a Talmid, he taught him 400 times, then he taught him another 400 times. And what was he Zoycha to? He was Zoycha to Arichas Yomim. Why? To show that you don't lose by giving up time. You think you're losing. No, you're not losing. To the contrary, you end up gaining. One of the inyanim that the Chassam Sofer explained is the death of Nadav Avihu, which is also an enigma a little bit. Mises Nadav and Avihu. Nadav and Avihu, these great tzaddikim, and then all of a sudden they're never heard from again. So the Chassam Sofer says that one of the reasons the Gemara says that Nadav and Avihu died is because they weren't Oisik and Piri Verivya. It's a Gemara. The Gemara says they weren't Oisik and Piri Verivya. So Pasha, it sounds like they weren't Mekayim, the first mitzvah in the Torah, the mitzvah of Puravu. But the Chassam Sofer said there's a tremendous oimik in that. The oimik is that Piri Verivya means having children. Piri Verivya also means having Talmidim. Because Kolam Alamed is Ben Chaveri Torah, Mala Olav Akasov, Ki'ilu Yalda. He says Nadav and Avihu were incredible tzaddikim. They were incredible tzaddikim. They were the ones that were going to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Right? Masai, Yamusu, Skeinim, Elu, and Nadav and Avihu, that's when this was all going to happen. But at the same time, they weren't Oisik and Piri Verivya. And because they weren't Oisik and Piri Verivya, ultimately they ended up dying. They died, not Chalila in Oynish, but at the same time, their role that they could have had and that they should have had, which was to lead the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, they didn't have. And the reason is because they weren't Isaac in this Indian. And to be Zoicha, to be an Avram Avinu, to be Zoicha, to be the one through whom we're going to build a nation, you have to be someone that's willing to give up. If you're willing to give up from yourself, then through such a person, Aaron HaKoyen, Kilokach Nevcharta. What does it mean to be Mitalmid Shal Aaron HaKoyen? Oyev Shalom, Roydev Shalom, Oyev Esabriyas, Mekabel HaTayr. Why did Hashem pick Avram Avinu? Why did he pick Chanoich? Because Ki Yedat, L'man Hashem Yitzav, Es Bonav Es Beis HaYacharov. It's because of the fact that Avram Avinu gave himself up. The way to become a leader is by giving yourself up. Nadav and Avihu, this is all the Chassam Sofer talking. Nadav and Avihu were great tzaddikim. They were tremendous tzaddikim, but they weren't Isaac and Piri Verivya, said the Chassam Sofer. They didn't have children. They didn't have Talmidim that are Nechshavka children. They didn't tap into this inyan of Avram Avinu. They didn't tap into this inyan of Aharon HaKohen. They were Chanoich. Chanoich is a tzaddik. Ve'inenu, kilok ha'choysel, what happened to Nadav and Avihu? Ve'inenu, they went in, v'karvosam, right, grace hazachim, v'shtein svar makdosh, what went on, Nadav and Avihu, mamish v'hibayay mashmini, this was mamish ravid deravim. But what were Nadav and Avihu? They're not the ones that took the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael. Because in order to be Zoicha, in order to be the ones to take the Yidden into Eretz Yisrael, for that already you would have to give yourself up. So I was thinking, lulei de mistafina. Lulei de mistafina. This Gemara, Masechta Sivah, Mistaf, Samech Beis, Amid Beis, that says that the reason Talmid Rabbi Akiva passed away, is also a medrash. It's a Keheles Rabbah. It's a Keheles Rabbah in Perek Yud Aleph, Yud. But if you look at the Keheles Rabbah, there's one difference. And I think this difference is mamash a game changer in how you understand it. Maybe. Keheles Rabbah says as follows. It says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva said, Shneim Osir Alofin Talmidim Hoyuli Migvas Va'adan Tifras. V'kula Mesu B'chay. It's Rabbi Akiva talking in the first person. They all died during my lifetime. Bein Pesach La'atzeres. Between Pesach and Atzeres. U'besoif Hemidu Lushiva. But afterwards I had seven other Talmidim. Not five, that's what the Gemara says. Seven. V'eluhe, Rabbi Yehuda, from Nechemya, from Amev Rabbi Yossi, from Shem Ba'yichoy, from Rabbi Eliezer B'noishu Rabbi Yossi Aglili, from Rabbi Yochanan Asandler. So Rabbi Akiva starts fresh. He just opened up a new yeshiva. He went from having the biggest yeshiva, 24,000 talmidim, now he has seven talmidim. So he turns to his talmidim and he tells them the following. He says, I want you to know, I had 24,000 talmidim and they all died. You want to know why they died? Because they were tzara'ayin towards each other when it came to Torah. Atem loitiyu kein. He says, you don't be this way. Don't make the mistake they made. Miyad immediately. Amdu, they got up. Umilu kol eretz yisrael Torah. They filled the world with Torah. And that's how they made sure that the fate of the other 24,000 talmidim wouldn't happen to them. What's the difference in this medrash? Five talmidim, seven talmidim, say them. The difference is, our Gemara says that they were loinagu kovet zevizeh. Stop, they weren't no covered to each other. The Medrash says, Shahoisei Neim Tsara Batoira Zeloze. You know what happened? They were Tsarayim Batoira. Lule de Mistafina. Maybe, the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva were tremendous tzaddikim. I mean, not maybe. They for sure were. They were tremendous tzaddikim. But they were tzaddikim farzich. But when it came to the other Chevra, Hoisei Neim Tsara Batoira Zeloze. And therefore they died. Not they died Chalila as an oynish, but it was Misa's Chanoich. They nenu kilaka chayz elikin. It's the Misa of Nadav and Aviv, who are not worthy through whom to fill the world with Torah, because it's not what they're doing. You can't be a leader unless you give yourself up like Avraham Avinu, unless you give yourself up like Aharon HaKohen, Kilokach Nevchart, because he gave himself up by the Cheta Eagles of Tchsam Sofer. And therefore, they were tremendous, but they all died. They died, not like Nagu Kovet Zebazet, they chatted with each other. But there's a certain oimik, a petuche choysim, the gehergish, that maybe was lacking. And as a result, they were not worthy through whom Torah should come. So now Rabbi Akiva sat down with his Talmidim. You know what he told his Talmidim? Atem loitiyu ke miyad. What did they do? Read the Medrash. Amdu, they got up. Umilu, kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. They started running around Eretz Yisrael and they started teaching the world Torah. They understood that if we're going to be a name, sorry, but Torah Zelazel, we're going to end up in the same place. So what did they do? Miyad amdu, umilu, kol Eretz Yisrael Torah. The Talmid Rabbi Akiva were tremendous tzaddikim. That's why we mourn them 2,000 years later. But at the same time, the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva died. And the reason is because they weren't ruined through whom Torah should be built. And that's where Rabbi Akiva went, that he told his next group of Talmidim, he says, don't make the same mistake. But rather, what you need to do is you have to be umdu umilu kol Eretz Yisrael, Torah, the kachav. And that's why everything that we have today, the whole Talmud Bavli, it's from Meir, it's from Yehuda, it's from Nechemya, it's from Yosef, it's from Shem Ba'ichot. That is what the Torah is, because that was the response. It was miyad umdu umilu kol Eretz Yisrael, Torah. And I think I have a raya brura that maybe this is emes. And that is the Chassam Sofer in this inyan, where he talks about Petuche Choysim, the one vart he said the most, and it was a vart that he'd say over in the name of his Rebbe Dafla, is that the Gemara says, that Rabbi Akiva says, if two people are walking together in a road, and they have a Kitan Shalmayim, there's one little jug of water, and they're both mamish starving, and they're about to die of thirst. So what should you do? So it was Machlokes Ben Petura and the Chachamim. Ben Petura said that nobody should drink it. V'layomas, a person shouldn't have to witness his friend die because of the fact that he decided that he's going to drink the water and the other person is the Achbar Rabbi Akiva. Until Rabbi Akiva came and he said, Chayecha koidim l'chayechaber. No, what do you mean? Chayecha koidim, you're definitely, if you have the water, you drink the water. Freik, toisvis, and mesach the Sanhedrin Akasha. He says, I don't understand. Rabbi Akiva said, Chayecha koidim l'chayechaber. Didn't Rabbi Akiva say, V'yahafta l'reyacha kamoicha, zek klal gadol batayra? That's Rabbi Akiva's nigga, right? It's Rabbi Akiva's member. He's the one that said, what's the kasha? Chayecha koidim means, I'm more than you. Means you have to love your friend just as much as you love yourself. That means you're equal. So which one is it? Am I more than my friend or are we equal?
It's Tosfos Kasha. So Chasam Sofer used to say Margul Bapume, in the name of the Hafla, that the Hafla said Loi Kasha. Kan binyani olam haza, kan binyani olam haba. In other words, kan binyani gashmias, kan binyani ruchnias. He said, if two people are walking together on a road and it's a question of who gets the glass of water, Rabbi Kiva says chayecha koidim, you come first. But when it comes to ruchnias, there's no chayecha koidim. There's no chayecha koidim when it comes to ruchnias. And Afla said, v'yahavtel reyecha kamoicha, zekal gadol batoyra daika. When it comes to Torah, when it comes to Inyan and Ruchnias, that's when you have this Inyan. So when it comes to a glass of water, Chayecha Koidim. But when it comes to all Torah Digazachin, all Ruchnias Digazachin, over here you don't have this Inyan of Chayecha Koidim. And over here, that's when you have it. You have to Reyecha Kamoich, that's when we're regal. It's that called Golubat Torah. The Sfar Maktoshim say, that why did Rabbi Akiva say, where did he get this Einfall from? We have to Reyecha Kamoich, that's called Golubat Torah. He saw it from his Talmidim. Because he had 24,000 Talmidim that were tzaddikim and they all died. Why? Shloi Nagu covered Zebazet. But Rabbi Akiva Gazak, oh boy, this Shloi Nagu covered Zebazet is serious business. So he said, V'yahavtel reyacha kamoicha, zeh kal gadol b'Torah. But the way the Chasam Sofer himself learns in his Svarim, V'yahavtel reyacha kamoicha means what? It doesn't mean stam love you. It means davke binyani ruchnias. And that's the tikkun on Mises Rabbi Akiva. That means Mises Rabbi Akiva was a pgam in this Indian. It's Poshet math. That means Mises Rabbi Akiva was because they weren't oymen on V'yahavtel reyacha kamoicha. Because Shahoi say neim tsara b'Torah zeh. And that's Rabbi Akiva. After he saw Mrs. Talmidov, he told them, he sent Petuchei Choysim. Yet Vachdeich to Petuchei Choysim. He told his Talmidim what Chasam Sofer used to tell his Talmidim. He said, Aten loy tiyukei, miad amdu umilu kol eretz Yisrael teira. And this was the Petuchei Choysim. This is the Sichas Chul. And this is Mamish Vachdeich in the Sefer Chasam Sofer. That means is, at the end of the Petuchei Choysim, Rav Shimon Sofer writes, he says as follows, Shamati mi piva kodesh. I heard from the Chasam Sofer's holy mouth. From the day that he started teaching Talmidim, from the day he started teaching Talmidim, there was never a day of the year that passed by that he didn't teach Torah to his Talmidim, with the exception of Tisha B'Av. Gam b'Leil Yom Kippur. Even on Leil Yom Kippur, his asvu elav adorim. He says the oil would flock to him. If a lime doisim sefer avoidus yom kippur and bebeis hamikdash, sheyibonu b'mheir b'yameinu amen. He would teach them the avoida of the beis hamikdash, sheyibonu b'mheir b'yameinu amen. In the new petuchei choisim, so if you look on the bottom, so there's a comment here from Rav Shlomiak. So he brings as follows. He quotes the sefer Lekutei Chever ben Chaim. So Lekutei Chever ben Chaim was one of the greatest Talmidim of the Chasam Sofer. His name was Chizkia Chaim Plaut. So he wrote a lot of Torah from the Chasam Sofer. And he says as follows. I'm reading to you L'shoyne Yazob. He says, B'lel Kol Nidre, the night of Kol Nidre. What did the Chasam Sofer's Leil Kol Nidre look like? So this is ready. Nuch Kol Nidre. Davening's over. Herich Shama, he would wake. Ad Gomra Yatzibur Sefer Rishem Yisefer Tehillim. He would wait until the Olam finished the first Sefer of Tehillim. V'oz Bola Beisoy B'simcha V'chedva. Then he would come home, and he was very, very happy. Imagudas isve besamim biyode, and he was holding besamim in his hand. Va'amalah talmidim hamiyachlan lebebeisai gityantif, and there were talmidim waiting for him, and he would vinch them a gityantif. V'yotshav al kisai, and then he would sit down on his chair. V'limed seif avoida, and he would learn the avoida together with the talmidim. Ad marakoyin ve'ad b'cha, he'd get up to marakoyin, went through the whole avoida, ad b'cha. V'ashrei ayin rosa hamalach hashem tzvokis halozeh belayla haketusha hazois. He said, any person that was zoicha to see the Chasam Sofer teaching the Avodah on the holiest night of the year, Ashrei Ayin Rasa. V'achak Ma'alim would say the Avodah, after they finished learning the Avodah, Hoyadarki La'atziya Eze Kushya B'halocha V'toysvis. Then they'd get into Lomdus a little bit. He would ask them a kasha, and it was based on a sugya that they had handled already Shabbos Shuva. V'achaz Elomad Shas B'mokim Sha'amad Oz. Then he would say Shir, whatever they were holding on, first Seder. V'kach Himshich ad sha acha chatzos, and it would go until an hour after chatzos. Ukerois na talmidim ki hischol is namne. When the talmidim would see that the Chasam Sofer was starting to get tired, so saru me'olav. So slowly they got a little uncomfortable. So they would start leaving. V'amalem, he would tell them l'chu banai. Says my sons go. V'hispalalu alai b'yom hakodesh. He says I'm asking, please daven for me tomorrow. The Chasam Sofer would ask his talmidim. He says hispalalu alai b'yom hakodesh. U'bedvarim elu zogu ein of d'mois. And as he would say this to his Talmidim, he would cry. V'hu parashu b'aycha, v'atalmidim parashu b'aychem, which is, of course, a play on a mission in the beginning of Masechtas Yuma. U'mevakshim mimenu echad, echad sheyivarech oysam. And then they would ask, the Talmidim would, the Rebbe for a bracha, v'chein asa. And he would give them each a bracha. So they would all pass him. V'chol Talmid, mevin, every Talmud that understood, omar omen. he would say Ome, and then he would say the words V'chein Lamar, V'hikpid. And then the Lakut Echever Ben Chaim says that the Chassam Sofer had a paid the Amishal Oyama V'chein Lamar. He was very, very makpid that the Oyama should say V'chein Lamar, and any person that didn't say V'chein Lamar, it was something that bothered him. But the Chassam Sofer, this is Leil Yom Kippur, every single day, with the exception of Tisha B'Av, he always teaches Talmidim Torah. You know, it's Yidua that in the year Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph, 1831, the Chassam Sofer was very, very sick. He was a geisus during that time. And actually, everyone thought he was going to pass. He ended up living another 9 years. But people thought he was going to pass away during those years. One of the drushes that he gave in the year Tavkuf Tzadik Aleph, he writes as follows. He talks about how he's very sick right now, and it's very difficult for him to give the shurim that he always gave. And then he says, "V'hinei zeh yoyse me'arbaim shana shloin espatlo yeshiva ma'al shulchani afilu yoyim echad." He said, "I could be made that it's more than 40 years that I haven't gone one day without teaching Torah." V'hashta hocha rabu avinoisai v'gover alai choyli v'nespatalti harbi me'arbatzis ha'Torah. He said, "It's very difficult for me to teach Torah. However, that Talmidim amdu v'yichalu kimotoli v'lo yicholti lashbim kiritzoinim." And Talmidim watch, and unfortunately, I can't. He says, "Vareini akar." He was teaching the pasuk says, "Baruch tia mikola amim lo yib." Akar va'akara. So what does that mean to be an akar? He said, akar is someone that can't be mashpia. He can't teach his talmidim. And he said, Laida, he says, the pasuk says, lo yeh b'cha akar. He says, I wasn't zoichet to that because I'm in a situation right now where this is not something I can do. You know, one of the very poignant moments that bring out this inyan with the final moment of the Chassam Sofer's life. So we know the Chassam Sofer was nifter on Chaf Hei Tishrei. So the last Simchas Torah, which is literally a few days before the Chassam Sofer passed away. So this is in the Igra Soferim, and it's letter Ayin Tes from the letters of the Chassam Sofer. So this it's interesting because the makar to this letter is, it comes from the Pinkus of Preshburg. So this is a hetik mi Pinkus hakol dekila kadosh of Preshburg hamatir. So as I state in Pinkus, this is what happened, the last Simchas Torah of the Chassam Sofer's life. He writes that the Einenu Dimma Me'en Afuga, we're crying when we reminisce and we remember Simchas Torah. He says that we're reading from the Sefer Torah and Parshas V'Zayis HaBracha, that's what you read, and it was very clear that the Chassam Sofer wasn't well. And when the Chazan said, Vayomos Moshe Eved Hashem, all of a sudden there was quiet in the room because it was taken as a sign, Vayomos Moshe, Chassam Sofer, or Moshe Sofer, that this was mamish going to be the end. And he said, we were looking at the Chassam Sofer, and he was in terrible, terrible Yisurim. And it was taken as an omen. It was just a bad sign. Everybody felt like, maybe this is it. Ukedarke b'kodesh. But he says, despite the fact that the Chassam Sofer was so sick at that point, he went and he started darshaning. And he gave shir. And the Olam was standing around him. And he was chazing over Torah that they had said during Chol HaMoed. And he said he tried so hard because even though he was so sick, and these were Mamish's last days, but Alpha Pike, and he felt that this was something that he had to do. Either way, they bring here that he couldn't really finish the shir. He went home, and then 2 days later, Yotzen Nishmasiv at the Hira. But the bottom line is this. The bottom line is, you know, you hear a lot about Einuklich from the Chassam Sofer, Talmidim of the Chassam Sofer. So what does it mean to be a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer? Way above my pay grade. Aber Reb Shimon Sofer was megalotos, what it meant. What it meant was to really follow in the mantra of what the Chassam Sofer represented. When we think of the Chassam Sofer, so we think about the tzaddik, and we think about the lamdin, and the meshiv, and the sar of drush, and the pnimius ha-Torah that kiyodua is hidden inside Torah's Chassam Sofer. But really what it meant to be a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, I guess, was what the Chassam Sofer would have told us if we were sitting in the Chassam Sofer's yeshiva. And what the Chassam Sofer would have told us based on the Eidus of Rav Shimon Sofer, and really all the Talmidei Chassam Sofer, was, in a nutshell, it's the Petuchei Chosam. And the Petuchei Chosam is that a person was put on this world with a mission, with a purpose. The purpose is, obviously, to serve Hashem and to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs. But the ultimate goal is not for us to be able to be as best versions of ourselves as possible, but it's to help make the world around us a better place and to be mashpia. And even if it means that we're going to have to give up from our own personal aliyah to be able to embark on this avodas hakodesh, but that's what we're supposed to do. But remember that mitamida yoisim ikulam, you don't end up losing. And Rav Preida, who taught his Talmud 400 times, was zeichet to an incredible arichas yamin, because at the end of the day, you don't lose. There's no such thing as losing. But as it relates to being a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, I think that's the definition of Talmud of the Chassam Sofer. Just to end with a final hergish is, you know, Baruch Hashem Ar Chabura, I think we're Talmidei Chassam Sofer. I think we learn the Chassam Sofer's Torah all the time. And I think that that's what it means to be a Talmud of the Chassam Sofer, to be in the yeshiva of the Chassam Sofer. And I think we've had the schuss to do that. One thing is clear, that the Chassam Sofer's chavivus that he had for his Talmidim was Ein L'Shayer. And the erech that he had for his Talmidim was Ein L'Shayer. You read the tshuvas, the way he talks to his Talmidim, he really has no time. But chavivi yukari, he says, how could I not answer you? You're my tire Talmud. You learned the Sefer HaZikaron, which is an autobiographical account that the Chassam Sofer wrote when Presburg was under siege during the French Revolution, where he talks about his Talmidim there and the way he was medactic to look out for every single one of his Talmidim, it was a nifle de gazach. I mean, what more do you need than that one line that in Yom Kippur, the Chassam Sofer would tell his Talmidim daven for me? So does that tell you the erech and the chshivas that the Chassam Sofer had towards his Talmidim? And we should take a bizoicha to go visit the Heiliger Rebbe, Tzadikim b'misasam kruim chayim, especially if you learn the Torah of the Chassam Sofer. It's a source of doiv vayis bekever, coming as Talmidim chavivim, should be zeicher to poil alles gut.